SCP-3008, a perfectly normal, regular old IKEA. There are things that are horrific because they are inexplicably alien to us, such as eldritch creatures from other planets or dimensions. And then there are things that are horrific because they take something familiar or ordinary and distort it into something nightmarish, such as being murdered in a park. The SCP universe, of course, contains both of these concepts, both the alien and the familiar, but there are also plenty of things that blur that line, such as SCP-3008, an infinite IKEA store. For those that have been inside one of these large, twisting buildings, the idea of being lost in one is something that isn't that far-fetched, but making the space infinitely large puts this concept on another level. There are, of course, other anomalous things at work in SCP-3008, but let's go through this report one step at a time. SCP-3008 is an IKEA-branded building, currently owned by the Foundation, and all roads leading to or passing by the location have been redirected. No one is allowed to enter the building without permission by the senior researcher. Any humans seen leaving the building are to be detained and debriefed, and any other entities leaving the building are to be immediately terminated. The first anomalous effect occurs when someone enters SCP-3008 and moves out of sight of the entrance doors. The subject will find themselves seamlessly moved to an alternate dimension, often without them realizing. This dimension contains the infinite IKEA space, so far calculated to be at least 10 square kilometers, but at the least far greater than could be contained in the 3008 building. Entering the 3008 building through any entrance other than the front, or breaking through the exterior walls, will enter into the normal IKEA interior. At times consistent with the normal opening and closing times of an IKEA store, the overhead lighting will turn on and off, creating a sort of day-night cycle. While there are a number of exits located in the dimension, they move around seemingly randomly, and it's believed that these exits can move even while being watched by an individual. SCP-3008 contains an unknown number of humans that entered the alternate dimension before the Foundation managed to contain the building, and have so far been unable to escape or be rescued. Additionally, SCP-3008 contains a large number of anomalous humanoids, dressed as IKEA employees and possessing no facial features. These entities have exaggerated and inconsistent bodily proportions, being too short or too tall, and during the day cycles of SCP-3008, they wander through the environment, unresponsive to questions. At night, however, they will act extremely hostile to any humans in SCP-3008, attacking them while saying variations of, "The store is now closed. Please exit the building." So far, 14 individuals have escaped SCP-3008, and one instance of these humanoids has come out, chasing a human. The individual was killed by the entity before security managed to terminate it, and the man was carrying an IKEA-branded journal, the contents of which I will summarize. This individual, whom I'll refer to as Subject, spent over 6 months inside of SCP-3008 before finally dying outside of the structure. Subject began writing in the journal 2 days after entering the alternate dimension alone, and spent the first couple days searching the area around where he entered in hopes of finding the exit. Although he did not succeed in finding an exit, he did find a cafeteria where he ate some fresh and warm meatballs, despite there being no one in sight who could have cooked them. Subject slept on a bed both nights and managed to not encounter any of the humanoid entities during his first 2 days. After waking up on his third day, he began walking in as straight a direction as possible for 3 hours, before climbing a ladder and discovering the space is seemingly infinite. Additionally, Subject noticed a person in the distance and walked to them, only to discover that it was one of the humanoid entities, standing 7 feet tall, with long arms, short legs, and no facial features. The entity ignored the Subject, and so he moved on, spending the night on a pile of bunched-up tablecloths. Subject continued walking through the store for another few days, passing by countless copies of identical bookshelves, but on his 6th night, he was attacked by 2 of the humanoids. He fled in a sprint away from them and found a makeshift city, lit up with floodlights and surrounded by walls made from shelving and beds. The human occupants of the city opened the walls to let the subject in, and the humanoids eventually lost interest and wandered off. This town contained over 50 people and was called Exchange, due to the exchange and return sign hanging above it. During the day cycle, people go out to search the store for food, water, and other necessities, and at night everyone stays in the city to avoid the humanoids. Apparently, at certain times, the shelves and cafeterias restock in some way, but food and water still have to be rationed. The subject learns that there are an unknown number of other cities in the store, some with more people, and some with less, and some people have been stuck in the store for years. The concept of finding an exit and leaving is merely a rumor to most trapped inside, and plenty of them have given up trying entirely. Subject spends a large remainder of his time in SCP-3008 at Exchange, building a rapport with the other inhabitants, and going on daily foraging trips with them. He finds a wooden tower miles away that reaches the ceiling, and also finds a telephone, but a voice on the other end merely spoke random words continually. At some point, Exchange was attacked by a group of 20 or 30 humanoids, who attempted to tear down the makeshift walls with their hands. Subject learns that this happens regularly, and they have crafted what weapons they can to fend off the humanoids. The humanoids don't seem to bleed, but go down easily enough, although the townspeople have to move the bodies away from the city, as the dead seem to attract more entities. The humanoids seem to be entirely composed of skin, or a skin-like substance, with no muscles, bones, or organs, at least when they are dead. Eventually, a dozen people arrive at Exchange, who reveal that they are survivors from another town named Trolleys. The town was ripped apart by the humanoids, which left roughly 100 dead. People continued to trickle into Exchange, newcomers to SCP-3008, and the humanoids continued to attack the town once or twice a week. Subject reports seeing a quadcopter fly past, which lines up with the Foundation's first drone test into SCP-3008, but other people in Exchange recall seeing a quadcopter fly past months prior. After having a discussion with other people in Exchange, Subject learns that some of the other people possess severely different knowledge of the outside world, including no knowledge of the International Space Station or the Statue of Liberty, and believing a different person to be the Prime Minister. This strongly suggests SCP-3008 pulls people from multiple parallel dimensions, which would explain why so many people could go missing in an IKEA. 6 months after arriving in SCP-3008, Subject is keeping up the same routine in Exchange, with occasional visits from other towns, but the attacks from the humanoids have grown worse. At a certain point, the attacks occur nearly every night, before finally Exchange's wall is destroyed in an attack, and the townspeople move on in hopes of reaching another city called Checkouts. It's believed that during this exodus, Subject got separated from the group while they were being chased by a humanoid, and found an exit. As mentioned before, the humanoid managed to chase the subject through the exit and kill him. SCP-3008 is not a tale of horrific monsters or mind-warping terrors, but it is an entertaining example of the sheer strangeness of the SCP universe. SCP-3008 likely won't keep you up at night with feverish nightmares, but the combination of familiar reality and inexplicable mystery makes this one among the most interesting of SCPs.